Radio Global Link.
Economists optimistic that GDP boost will reflect on the ground. Government urged to declare a national day of prayer and fasting to combat rising suicide rates. And Guinea presidential election set for 28 December following controversies. With the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Economist Kelvin Chisanga has attributed the gross domestic product GDP growth to sectors such as mining, tourism and ITC, owing to the drought experienced at the beginning of the year. These remarks follow the recent findings by Zamstat that the Zambian economy recorded a 5.2% growth in the second quarter in 2025 as compared to 1.9% in 2024. In an interview with RSM News in Lusaka, Mr. Chisanga noted that these sectors are contributing to the revamping of the economy. Currently, this growth does not reflect what is on the ground as commodities and the cost of living is high, but eventually things will change, said Mr. Chisanga. Mr. Chisanga has therefore expressed optimism that the performing sectors will strike a balance in stabilizing other key factors, which will in turn contribute to economic growth.
But second quarter, it has substantially given a strong boost, which has now come up with an aspect of recovery dynamic system, meaning the recovery dynamic itself triggered within the second quarter, where we had strong harvest, we had a very strong tax inflow, we had also some other complementary elements. So, and even when you look at the situation around IMF support and the mining sector, did also complement the very strong performance from that perspective.
Government has highlighted the success of the Girls' Education and Women's Empowerment and Livelihoods Dual Project in a bid to combat poverty and gender inequality. Speaking at a side event of the 80th United Nations General Assembly, Permanent Secretary at the Gender Division in the Office of the President, Mainga Kabika, said after 3 years of receiving support, beneficiaries experienced a 30% reduction in extreme poverty, driven by a 62% increase in household income and an 80% rise in business profits. Ms. Kabika noted that these statistics represent real families lifted out of destitution, children better nourished and women gaining greater agency in their lives. She further expressed gratitude to the World Bank and cooperating partners from Sweden, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom and Ireland for their steadfast support. Ms. Kabika described the partnership as a powerful testament to a shared commitment to social justice. At the same event, Ifath Sharif, World Bank Global Director for Social Protection and Jobs, affirmed that Zambia's dual program demonstrates how social protection empowers people and lifts communities, especially as crises widen inequalities. This is contained in a press statement issued by First Secretary Press and Public Relations Zambia to the United Nations Namatama Njekwa to RSV News in Lusaka today. Swalapilo Executive Director Mary Kufanga has called on the government to declare a national day of prayer and fasting specifically for combating the alarming rise in suicide cases across the country. Speaking during an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Ms. Kufanga emphasized the need for a united national response involving government ministries, health services, faith leaders, and community groups to address the growing mental health crisis. Suicide rates in Zambia have continued to increase, yet the issue remains largely unaddressed. Families are losing loved ones and communities are suffering in silence, said Ms. Kufanga. She stressed the importance of raising awareness, reducing stigma, and mobilizing widespread prevention efforts if meaningful progress is to be made, and supporting outreach programs, training, and capacity-building initiatives that not only save lives but also strengthen mental health support nationwide. She further urged the government to provide an emergency support fund that addresses underlying issues such as health and financial inequalities, which often contribute to mental distress within communities.
We know people are
suffering, sitting back and doing nothing will cost more lives. A national day of prayer and fasting will unite faith and community leaders to raise awareness, reduce stigma, and mobilize prevention efforts across the country. Also support training and community volunteers on suicide awareness, early warning signs, and referral pathways. We urge the government to act now and support a national campaign that combines spiritual support with practical saving measures.
Kankoyo Member of Parliament, MP Hudson Maveta, has work-hand plans to rehabilitate the Mufulira Mokambo Mansa Road, commending the government's initiative to facilitate infrastructure development. Mr. Maveta said the project will enhance connectivity between the Copper Belt and Luapula provinces via the Democratic Republic of Congo. He stated that the modernization of the border post will foster regional cooperation and integration with neighboring countries, further cementing Zambia's role as a vital hub in the region's trade and transportation network. Upgrading the road and modernizing the Mokambo border facility will stimulate economic growth, create employment opportunities, and increase trade facilitation in the region, said Mr. Maveta in a statement issued to RSV News in Osaka today. The lawmaker further applauded the government's efforts to address the long-standing challenges on the Pediku Road and look forward to the successful completion of this critical infrastructure project.
The construction of the road from Undola to Sakanya to Mufurila through Mukambo, Mansa, via Chembe. This road will ensure that even the Pediku Road, which has been a problem for so many years to the people of Mufurila, is done and Mufurila becomes a transit town. In this way, we are going to ensure that Mufurila does not only provide or depend on mining, but also extend its trade through the transit and increase in traffic which will be coming through from Namibia, Botswana, South Africa, Zimbabwe.
In African news, following a controversial referendum on constitutional changes on 21 September, Guinea's authorities have opened the path to the country's first presidential elections since the military coup 4 years ago. Guinea announced in a decree published on Saturday that the 28th December would be the date for its first presidential election in 4 years. This follows a controversial referendum on the constitution on 21 September that passed with an 89% score of yes votes according to official statistics. The referendum also reportedly saw 86% of voters participate but was boycotted by the opposition, which called it an electoral masquerade and said that the results were known in advance. Coming up shortly, Zelensky condemns vile Russian strikes lasting 12 hours. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A massive Russian aerial bombardment that lasted more than 12 hours has killed at least 4 people and injured 70 others in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the deaths all occurred in the capital Kyiv, where many of the projectiles were aimed and the victims included a 12-year-old girl. Russia launched nearly 600 drones and several dozen missiles towards 7 regions of Ukraine, its Air Force said. Zelensky warned that Ukraine would retaliate and said the vile attack showed Moscow wants to continue fighting and killing. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Economist Kelvin Chisanga has attributed the gross domestic product GDP growth to sectors such as mining, tourism and ITC, owing to the drought experienced at the beginning of the year. Swalapino Executive Director Mary Kufanga has called on the government to declare a national day of prayer and fasting, specifically for combating the alarming rise in the suicide cases across the country. And following a controversial referendum on constitutional changes on 21 September, Guinea's authorities have opened the path to the country's first presidential elections since the military coup 4 years ago. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSNV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
I used to think cost efficiency was a nice to have. Until it wasn't, it became